I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the 4th installment of the Birdo Tapes. On this episode, we will explore the ins and outs of one Bomar, who I've known for almost 30 years. Bomar, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. 30 years, I would say I've known a little bit longer than that.
I figured 6th grade put us at about, you know, 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
So, Bomar, you were a late addition to the podcast, and you thought you were going to come in and just dominate. Which, if I'm correct, you did win the Disney draft, which was your first cast member draft, not as a guest. But as we've progressed, your results have not been so stellar, living in that 3rd, 4th, 5th grade. What are your thoughts on your finishes and the fan voting?
So, yeah, when I first came in on that, you know, as a guest, you know, I won, obviously. I thought it was pretty easy. And then being my first full season, I mean, this season I came in 3rd place, 4th place pretty much every single time. And just like the last one was on fears, how in the world did Rob win? People voted on him for the fear of pooping his pants. Like, that's just crazy to me. How is that even a fear? So, yeah,
it boils down to fan voting. What are your thoughts on the fan voting?
That's what I mean. So, like, it's just crazy that people, you're up to their mercy. Like, I'm curious if people listen first before they vote. Because that was probably one of the funniest ones, I thought.
I think most people vote and then listen when they have time. However, yeah, we, like you said, we're at their mercy. So the people have spoken, and sometimes we get slapped around, the highs and the lows, and sometimes we taste the sweet victory.
I've been around, I have like a group of like 10 to 15 people, and I'll pass it around. And a lot of times they vote, and it's based on like memories. It might not be like their favorite thing or something, but it's like a memory that jars back. You know what I mean?
So I think it's pretty cool because it's interactive.
Yeah.
Chance to like participate, even though they're not participating in our draft, but that their voice is heard, even if it's one vote at a time. But what's been more challenging than you thought as you've gone through your first full season?
So when I go into like vote or to pick my team or whatever, I typically go in there just picking like most of what my fears or my favorites or whatever draft we're doing. I always try to pick what I would pick. But there's been a couple of times where I've tried to do a pick where I think what everybody else is going to pick, you know, or vote for. That's the most challenging part. Like, which way do you want to go? Because, I mean, obviously everybody wants to win, right? Everybody wants to win the votes.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's the hardest thing is, I mean, I guess for the most part, you got to stay with your gut. I mean, look at Rob. I mean, Rob, how many times did he come in last place? And then this season he's done, you know, halfway decent.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we prepare and we go in with the plan.
Yeah.
I think Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. I mean, you might get a pick stolen from you, or the draft just doesn't go the way you think, and then you're picking things that weren't even on your list. It's more challenging during the whole process than I think people understand. That's why I was asking your thoughts on it, since you were a listener turned cast member.
Yeah. You definitely change your picks too. You know, once, you know, people go a different direction, you're like, oh my goodness, there goes a bunch of my picks.
Yep. Those lists look like Swiss cheese by the end. Sorry, let's get a little personal, Bill. You're married to Amanda, who you know I adore. And she's also made a guest appearance on the podcast, but her episode was unfortunately lost in the airwaves. But inquiring minds want to know, though, how did you get a wife so far out of your league, like Amanda?
Oh, man. Out of my league. Amanda is awesome. I am blessed to have her in my life. That's for sure. Obviously, you know the story, but to all the listeners, we were friends first, and one thing led to another, and now we have two kids, and we have a great life together. So I am super, super blessed to have her.
I would agree with that. But, and what you mentioned two daughters, but you are raising three girls. If I'm wrong, 21, 8, and 5 years old. Now, for someone with so much testosterone, what's it been like raising three girls?
Let me back up on that. So Amanda, you know, came in my life when Caroline was 5. So she has been a great stepmom to Caroline, more of a mother figure than anything. So yeah, 21, 8, and 5. It's funny you say that because sometimes the estrogen in the house is like just way too much. You know, so we always joke around about getting another dog. And the previous dog we had was a female dog. And so now we're kicking around the idea of maybe getting another dog. And I'm like adamant about having a male dog because I just, you know, have another female in the house. But it's all good. I love all my daughters. They're all great. I'm blessed that they're healthy and they're good kids, man. Every single one of them. So for the most part.
For the most part. Yeah. I remember when your daughter, who is now 21, she was about 10 or so. And this was before, I think it might've been when I found out that I was having a daughter. And I was like panicking about the thought of dating and all that, you know, even though it was down the road. And you gave me some words of wisdom that I still think about to this day. And you were talking about how you can't just say you can't date because that's just going to backfire. But the better thing to do is to teach them how to date properly. And you took your oldest daughter out on dates to show her what it was like. You showed them how a man should treat her. And I thought that was really good advice. Any other words of wisdom you have for the audience of any guys out there raising females?
I mean, everybody, you know, you're going to mess up. And the biggest thing is, you know, own your mess ups. And apologize and just love them as much as you can.
Love it, Bill. All right, Bill. We're gonna change gears here for a second because there's been some talk on the pod about your business. And you left I would say stable, even though it wasn't stable at the time, but a stable job to start your own landscaping business. Shameless plug for Full Throttle Landscaping for all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Contact them more. But what's one of the biggest challenges of being your own boss and running a business?
So now we have employees and making sure that there's enough work and just organizing it all, talking to the customers. It's just a lot. So like right now it's tax season. Just getting your books all cleaned up is a constant doing work.
Now, all that being said and the stress, what's some of the rewarding parts about owning your own business and being your own boss?
I mean, one of the biggest things for me, I can put my kids on the bus and pick them up off the bus. So my schedule, I can dictate my schedule for the most part. I can be off when I need to be off. I don't have a set amount of holiday days or sick days or whatever like that. So with that said, I'm still a laborer also, so I still need to get stuff done. Yeah. But for the most part is the time.
I know it was a scary venture, but you guys are doing well. So congratulations on that. So, you know, we're all happy with the way the podcast is going. We enjoy it. We have no plans on stopping. So looking down the road, I don't know, 10, 15 years, where do you see yourself just personally and professionally? Like what's Bo Mar of the future look like?
10 to 15 years. Well, hopefully I'll still have the business basically not really running it, just, you know, from the office maybe. On top of that, maybe, you know, house paid off. Kids will be 10 years now.
I was putting
almost out of the house.
I was trying to put them at graduation.
For most people that don't know, I've been a parent since I've been 20 years old. So I'm 41 now, and I've had a kid in my life my whole adult life. So I am kind of looking forward to having you know, no kids in the house. Not saying I don't love my kids, but, you know.
Some Bomar time.
Some Bomar time, right? Like play a little bit more golf, that kind of stuff.
Be careful. Too much Bomar time might add another child to the home. So, I'm planning to be right there alongside you, Bo, down the road, looking down the road. You know, you're my boy. So I'm going to do something a little different with you. I've not done this with anyone else in the Birdo tapes. I have some rapid fire questions and I've listed 9 of them. I want you to pick the number. So they're not in any particular order. Pick a number 1 through 9 and I'll ask you the question.
7.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
Man, I knew you were going to ask me this. So I have several, but if I'm going to talk about it on here, I would say John 3:16. Everybody knows that, but why I like it so much is if you read it before, so John 3:15, and then if you read after to John 3:17, and it also tells you in 3:16, but if you take the whole context and what you need to do, and basically it says believe, and you need to believe in Jesus.
It pretty much is the key.
Yeah.
Everything. All right. Next number.
5.
What's your favorite dessert?
I'm about to say real quickly, cheesecake.
Gotcha. I love a cheesecake. Next number. Rapid fire.
3.
If you could have anyone guest appear as a drafter on the podcast, friend, famous person, anyone, who would it be?
Friend, famous person.
Anyone.
You know who I would like? My brother.
I thought you would have said that right away, but yeah, I think that would bring a lot of controversy and a lot more bleeping.
There'd be a lot of bleeping.
Good editing process. Shout out Josh Moore. All right, next number.
1.
Who do you agree with most on the podcast with their picks and their teams typically?
Most of the time. So I can't agree with you or your brother, because you guys are a bunch of haters. But J-Cat probably is the most, you know, normal one.
You and I always agree. I can't believe you didn't pick me. All right. You got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9.
2.
Either this or that. Surf on the Gold Coast of Australia, the number one ranked place in the world, or play 18 holes of golf at Augusta.
I have to do Augusta.
Wow. Shocked.
I would have to do Augusta, because I don't think you can get on Augusta unless you're like invited. With Gold Coast, I can fly over there anytime I want, really.
All right. There's your answer, boys, girls. 4, 6, 8, 9.
6.
What's one of your guilty pleasures?
I like to, when I have free time, I like to binge on TV shows or movies.
Gotcha. I knew that. Gotcha. All right. 4, 8, or 9.
9.
Who's the best poker player on the podcast?
Bobby Krejci.
Oh, nice. John. All right, 4 or 8.
8.
Best golfer on the podcast.
if we're going straight out there, I have to say you, Birdo.
I thought you were going to say yourself.
But if I get a little bit of practice in me, I'll have to say I'll take me.
I threw those in there for a reason. Just want to see what you say. Number 4, the last choice you have. If you could have any topic drafted in our podcast, what topic would you pick? No one's going to argue with you. It's what you want to pick. Your draft.
I haven't really thought about this. I gave a bunch of ones last time.
Well, so what would you like to do?
If it was up to me, I think it'd be cool. Like, I know our podcast wouldn't do it, but do a bunch of biblical things. That'd be cool.
Okay. All right. I didn't think about that. I think that would be interesting. There it is. Rapid fire. 9 for 9. But what we've learned is that I'm the best golfer and poker player on the box. So there you have it, fans. We've said all that can be said. This is Bo Maher. And I always end the Birdo tapes this way, Bo. What do you want to leave the fans with? A hot take, some advice, or words of wisdom? What do you want to say to wrap up this episode on the Birdo tapes?
Love, live, and trust in the Lord, man. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding.
There you go. There it is, folks. Bomar, thank you for coming along, and that's it.